All right, with us on the line, though, right now, we're happy to have him, is Congressman, who would be Senator, Cory Gardner. Welcome to the show, Congressman.
Hey, good afternoon, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
We've missed you.
I'm glad to be back.
First question out of the box from Bill.
Cory, thanks for joining us. We've never had trouble getting hold of you, but when this personhood thing came out, we couldn't find you anywhere. The question is, were you ducking us?
We had a number of changes in the office as we started expanding the campaign operation and changed who was handling our communications in the personal office. And I don't think I was ducking anybody on that issue because, as you're well aware, it was front page news in a lot of places.
Have you taken heat for that in a way that you didn't expect?
I think there's a lot of people who have differences of opinions on this matter, and it's important that we have the ability to listen to those opinions, to hear those concerns, and then to do our own work and study to figure out what the right position in terms of the policy is, and that's what we have done.
All right, fair enough. But just for clarification purposes, for those that do support you, your stance on abortion and the distinction between this ballot, or what will be on the ballot in terms of personhood, Make that distinction. Are you pro-choice? Are you pro-life?
Well, if you look at my record, it is a pro-life record, and that will always be on my record and continue to be a part of it. So I think that that is something that we have not been trying to turn away from.
So no ambiguity. You're still pro-life, but and your votes support that. But as senator, will you continue in that vein?
Well, again, I'm not. I remain a pro-life legislator who believes that my record actually speaks for itself. While I've been in Congress,
so does the personhood amendment. And again, just to refresh folks' memories, there was a change. Not only you, but Congressman Kaufman as well. What was the turning point when you looked at it for what we'll be voting on? What made you change your mind?
If you look at the number of people who do not support personhood, I think it might even come as a surprise to many people who aren't as studied on the issue as we have become. But groups like National Right to Life, groups like the Eagle Forum, have raised serious questions, if not outright opposing of the effort. Look, I think there are things that we can agree on, things that we can disagree on, but the bottom line is, how do we find those common areas where we can agree and actually make policy, good policy choices that we can all work together on.
It's been suggested that that would be political, not political suicide, but it is a strategically wise move because it's much different being a senator than a congressman, and that you've got to appeal to a wider swath of people here. Was it strategic?
Well, again, I think if you people who brought that question up, we brought it up before the Republican Assembly, so clearly we wanted to make sure that we were true to our record and true about our record, and not letting the opposition, Mark Udall in this case, distort my record.
All right, so we'll put personhood aside now. I think we've settled that, and you weren't dodging us or anything like that. Indeed, it was. I got a couple texts from the congressman, and we had a little phone issues. We've all done it, right? Who is this coming from? Who is this? I had to laugh a little bit.
Right.
So thank you very much for finally, getting back in touch, and we're happy to be talking to you under any circumstances. So let's talk about a little more substance here. XL Keystone Pipeline, you've been way out front on that since the very beginning, which I want to give you all the credit in the world. But Senator Mark Udall now, if there was any ambiguity there, too, it was put to rest through his spokesperson, Carly Robinson, in the context of asking the direct question. When Senator Udall was asked, will you support the building of the Keystone Pipeline? Senator Udall said, Carly Robinson, it wasn't Senator Udall, but Carly Robinson said that he is I want to quote correctly here, Congressman, he is a staunch environmentalist. And he's an environmentalist, and his views were incongruent with support of the Keystone XL.
You don't even really need to take the word of his staff for that. You take his votes for it. He voted against the Keystone Pipeline. He had an opportunity to vote for the Keystone XL Pipeline, and he voted against it. He voted to stop it. He voted to prevent it from moving forward. Unlike his colleague, Michael Bennett, who voted for the Keystone Pipeline.
Mm-hmm. But you can change your mind, too. And now when you're in a tight race potentially here, you just like you changing your mind on personhood, he may change his mind. It doesn't look like he's going to do that.
Well, clearly it's not. I mean, he's not going to change his mind. You spoke about his staffer saying that he has not changed his mind, and I believe he has talked about energy a number of times where he's either avoided the question on Keystone Pipeline or flat out said that he does not support it in terms of it moving forward. So there's no doubt that Senator Udall is really against the interests of this state and this country when it comes to the Keystone Pipeline. But it's more than that. We've actually challenged Senator Udall to oppose hydraulic fracturing bans, and he has refused to oppose job-killing hydraulic fracturing bans. Now, look, this could cost tens of thousands of jobs overnight in Colorado if a hydraulic fracturing ban were to pass statewide, and yet Senator Udall has remained absolutely silent on that job-killing measure.
Well, I would add, too, speaking of silent, there was a letter on, for, I think it was 11 senators and congresspeople that have, and House members that are, you know, in tight races, and they basically put to the President of the United States a deadline, the end of May, make a decision on Keystone one way or another. We encourage you to vote for it. So whether it's fracking or Keystone, it just seems like he's dug in. He's not changing his mind. Do you think that this is the issue or one of, if not the major issue, that you will attack Senator Udall on?
Well, I think there's a number of things that we will continue to confront Senator Udall in. The fact that he voted for a gun control measure that was far more restrictive than anything that John Hickenlooper signed into law, which led to the recall of two state legislators and the resignation of a third. The fact that he's voted 99% of the time with Barack Obama, and the fact that without his vote on health care, it never would have passed. And so there's a lot of things that we will talk about. But I think this issue of hydraulic fracturing goes to the very heart of whether or not Senator Udall is pro-economy, pro-jobs, pro-economic growth. The fact that he would not say he's opposed to a ban on energy developments that could cost over 60,000 jobs in this state is simply irresponsible. But it's not a surprise. If you look at his lifetime score at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, it's in the 40s. His lifetime score with the Federation of Independent Businesses, it's down in the 20s. This is a member of Congress who has talked big about the economy but votes against jobs every time.
Congressman, exactly how many jobs are we talking about with the Keystone Pipeline and also the financial aspect of it? How much money
would
be? How much money would this be on a yearly basis for Colorado?
You know, if you look at the studies that have been done in Colorado on the Keystone XL pipeline, we are talking thousands of jobs, as testimony before the House Energy and Commerce Committee provided. Some of those jobs are in equipment that's used in the energy development fields or the energy fields of Alaska itself, where this energy will be coming from. The overall impact has been studied anywhere from 100,000 jobs, direct and indirect, when it comes to the construction to the long-term jobs still being in the thousands as it moves forward, both direct and indirect. But it's a key equation of our North American energy security. It's a key way to help us move energy from the Bakken fields of North Dakota, the northern part of this country, to help make sure that we can indeed become energy secure. And as we've seen Russia and others move around in a more aggressive behavior, we do need to make sure that we have energy security, and we can help influence the geopolitical situation around the world as well.
Have you shifted focus on energy primarily, or now that because Obamacare is running so perfectly and smoothly and everybody's insured and life is great again and everybody is healthy?
Well, energy has always been, I think, a very important issue for anybody who lives in Colorado. But this election will also focus on the fact that Senator Udall did cast the vote that led to the passage of Obamacare, the deciding vote on Obamacare. Any way you want to slice it or dice it, he provided 60 votes for that bill to move forward.
Yeah, this is way off topic, but interesting, and I don't know how many people caught this. I don't have the article right in front of me right now, but as it regards beer brewers and some new regulation that is going to make it more difficult regarding some of the waste products in the beer-making process, will now have to go to landfills instead of feeding cattle. Are you familiar with the story I'm talking about?
I am, yes.
Well, Senator Udall almost sounded like a conservative when he said, look, this is undue regulation, and then the cost is going to be passed on to the consumer, and it's going to kill jobs and business in beer making. That's kind of a conservative message here. When did he come to the light?
Well, I think this is the U-turn Udall moment, where every 6 years he decides that he's got to run an election, or every 2 years in the House that he's got to run an election, and decides he better do something for the people that make sense. I happen to agree with Senator Udall that the federal government is overreaching in many areas. I just wish that you would pay attention all 6 years instead of just the election year. Look, we will continue to see a pattern from Senator Udall of waking up to issues this year. But for the past 6 years, he's simply been along for the ride, not leading and finding excuses to push back against an administration that he's voted 99% of the time with.
You just coined a phrase. Have you used that, or is this the first time? I think that's a winner. U-turn Udall.
Well, I think it's been used before, but it's been used before because he keeps turning around on the things he's done before.
Okay, fair enough. Just on a personal note, how different is it running for senator versus Congress? Just, what have you learned? How have you changed your game, so to speak?
Well, obviously, the geography of the state is just incredible. From the district that I represent, I used to talk about it being as big as the state of South Carolina, bigger than the state of South Carolina. Well, I can no longer use that because I'm campaigning in a state now that's as big as Colorado. So,
yeah.
So when you're campaigning for the whole state of Colorado, you've got a lot of area to cover. You've got a lot of ground to people to reach out to, every nook and cranny. The four corners of this state represent diverse people, diverse economies, and we have a four corners plan that is geared toward addressing that diversity and the strengths of our economy and the people around this state. So over the past couple of years in the state legislature, we've seen east-west fights. We've seen rural-urban fights. And what we're trying to do is to bring people together to unite behind economic growth, energy development, responsible energy development, and find ways that we can get this country moving again, get the government out of the way, and let America work.
Two more questions, Bill.
Do you actually like the campaign process?
Well, I think it's an incredible opportunity to meet with people who are making this state work.
Do you enjoy it?
No, I think you always enjoy it. And I think everybody enjoys the chance to find out what makes people tick, to find out how to make people more successful, to figure out how to make people's life better. And that's what this is about. I think, and that's not unique for any one person. I think anybody who's interested in public service truly does have a desire to help, and they enjoy figuring out the way to do that.
You're always on message. You're very disciplined. But I did overlook one question here. And I know this is a Colorado race and so forth, but you must have a thought on Nevada and what's going on in that cattle battle or that standoff. A thought on that before we let you go.
Well, look, this is just one more sign of an absolute and complete lack of leadership. Why wasn't somebody kicking down the door of the Department of Interior saying, you've got a bad situation going on out here. Let's bring some cooler heads to figure out the solution to the problem. Let's protect private property rights, but let's make sure that this doesn't get carried away. And unfortunately, I think what happened is you had a lack of leadership and people behind the switch who simply weren't paying attention to what was rightfully becoming a very hot-button issue.
Yeah, we just hope it doesn't de-escalate into violence. That's our web question, by the way. Do you think that it will descend into violence, if you were to have a guess?
Look, I don't think violence is acceptable, but I think we have to make sure that we have leadership in place to avoid the entire situation.
I lied to you. That was three questions. I apologize. Congressman Gardner, we really appreciate you coming on with us again.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks.
Congressman Cory Gardner here on Kelly and Company. And, I trust Congressman Gardner. I believe him and take him at his word that, what was the personhood thing. We had a little communication issue, but there was, I'm glad that that's behind
us. Well, he came on today. It's been a while since we've spoken to him.
Yeah.
If I were a politician, I think the campaign trail would be the least fun aspect of it. I would not be a good campaigner.
Well, if you got to be an extrovert. You got to like people. People have to energize you. And
I like people, but I also like being away from them. I'm kind of a loner.
Really? Yeah, I picked that up. I gathered that.
But going before a large group of people and shaking hands and kissing babies and waving and
just that would be fun.
Yelling into a microphone.
It's hard work. Make no mistake.
It is.
It is absolutely hard work.
And you have to be on your toes all the time, because one minor little verbal faux pas, and that's going to be a campaign ad for your opponent.
You bet it is.
You can't slip up.
All right. So thanks again to Congressman Cory Gardner here on Kelly & Company. We do have calls into Senator Udall's office, Senator DeGette. Just because we happen to be conservative, come from the conservative's point of view, that's fine. I'd be more anxious to talk to Senator Udall.
Well, when Senator Udall was on a different radio station recently, they asked him if he would vote again for Obamacare. He tried to sidestep it before he finally said, yes, I would do it all over again.
Yep. Yep.
And 335,000 people who lost their health coverage probably heard that and weren't happy.
You know who gets